Shamalechim sweet his friends, it should be a special Ramit Shrihu, Shus Moshe Vestin White Son Moshe Mordechai, Baruch Hertz, and Sarah Tsipar, Dvarasucham Mirim, Tsipar Figabas. Hadassah, Fushlam Social Israel, Matan Ben Sarah, Fushlema. And is based in the Torah of Rain of Rabbeinu, Hagon Rav David Zatzal, in the Torah, in the sixth parish, in Parish Matos. And Rashi brings, what's the slicha here for? It's talking about where the father revoked her vow. What does she need slicha for? So it's talking about a woman who was Noderes Benazir and her husband heard. The Gemara brings from the Pasuk later, where in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where it says, Isha hafei rama Hashem yislach la. So it's the same idea, her husband, her father, revoke the vow. She didn't know. She was over on the on her neder, or let's say we're talking here about Nazirus. She was over on the Nazirus. She drank wine. She was Matami the Mason, and she didn't know that it was revoked by her husband, her father. So she still needs slicha. And on that, Rabbi Akiva says that he would cry when he got to this pasuk. So imagine if you're intending to eat chazir, the person is intending to eat chazir and he eats kosher meat, he requires slicha, like here. She was miskavenis to do an iser, but in the end she didn't. She requires slicha. Somebody who intends to eat chazir and actually eats chazir certainly requires slicha. So the question is, why was this inyan mischadesh here when somebody wanted to do an iser and they ended up doing heter in the parish of Nedarim? We have this everywhere. In other words, anytime somebody wanted to do an iser and they ended up doing heter. So why dafkin parish of Nedarim do we have this chiddush of somebody who wanted to do iser and they intended to do heter? That somebody who wanted to do Isser and he ended up doing Heter, that they need Slicha and Kapara. Why do we? And then you could learn a Kavachomer if they certainly then they need Slicha and Kapara if they intended to do Isser and actually did the Isser. But we learn here that if they intended to do Isser and they didn't do the Isser, that they need Slicha and Kapara. So why was this Mischadish Dafka in the parish of Nedarim, now in the Lav of Lo Yachil Dvaro? We see in Pasukim, Rashi says, "Lo yichalo dvaroi, lo yase dvaroi chulin." Don't make your words into chulin. Don't make your words secular. Don't make your words mundane. So we have to understand. There's a lot of divrei chulin that people speak, and the Torah wasn't so makbid. So why here, when it comes to Nedarim, is the Torah so makbid that you shouldn't make your dibur into chulin? Now it says in Pasuk Beis, "Vaydaber Moshe Roshei Amatos Levnei Yisrael Lemor." And the Sefri Zuta, it says, this teaches you that Bnei Yisrael are over on Baal Yachil, and Goyim, Akum, which is a topic in and of itself, are not over on Baal Yachil. And the Bir Inyan would appear that since Nedarim have Kedusha, and even Me'ila, according to the Mandarma and the Gemara in Nedarim, that Yesh Me'ila B'Koinamos, but certainly there's an Inyan of Kedusha here by the Neder, and the Kedusha comes from the Makdish, so it must be that the Makdish has a koyach of the inyan shel Kedusha that brings the Kedusha onto the Chayfas. Since the Makdish has Kedusha, so that brings Kedusha onto the object, and that's part of the neshama of a Jew. That's a chelik aloikai mimal, a special Jewish neshama that's holy. So the Kiddusha comes onto the object from the person, onto the Neder, onto the Hekdesh, from the person. And this only applies to a Jew and not to an Akum, who don't have the same level of Kiddusha. And Memela, they can't be Mechil Kiddusha on a Chayfetz. The Kiddusha comes from the person to the Chayfetz, and only we have that power, and Akum doesn't. And Kodshei Akum, there's no Me'ila, maybe that's the reason. Now, by a Shavua, It's no inyan of hekdesh. Right? Shvu is not an isser on the object. There's no inyan of hekdesh on the object, an isser on the gavra. But from the fact that it's the same inyan as making a neder, shvu and shvuos and nedarim come together, we see that this chalos is because of the soul of a person and not because of the body of a person that doesn't have the power to make a surin. And this power was given to a person's soul. Even though normally Torah and mitzvahs are about the guf, the body does the mitzvah, but here by shvuos and nedarim it comes from the person's soul. That's how by nedarim he can give kedusha to the chefza. And by shvuos, which is categorized with nedarim, it also comes from a person's soul. And therefore, the Torah tells us dafka here, lo yase dvar of chulin. These other things people say anyway are chulin. They come from the guf that are chulin. But when a person makes a neder, when a person takes a shvuah, so that comes from the soul, that creates kedusha. In other words, the person's soul enables this kedusha. So here there's a special isser, don't make this into chulin, because your soul made this holy. So therefore, don't make it into chulin. And that's the lav of bal yachil dvoroi, lo yichalil dvoro lo yaseh dvorav chulin, don't be over on the neder, or the shvuah. And we see this yisod with the fact that hekdesh and shruma are chal al yedei machshava. Hekdesh and shruma take effect even by one's thoughts. And even in neder, if not for the pasuk of levate bisfasayim, to enunciate with one's lips, and because of this pasuk, we don't learn from tshuma and kachim. So machshava would be effective also. Not for the special pasuk, as the Gemara in Shavuos discusses on 26b. And the reason is that machshava is connected to the spirit, to the soul, as is discussed by Arichus in the Nefesh HaChayim. And the actions of a person are normally done with the body. And therefore, you require a dibur. A dibur is a tnuas sfasayim. A dibur is a movement of the lips. That's what we learn. The vatei b'sfasayim. The pasuk emphasizes the lips. There's body involved here. But to create the kedusha of truma and kodshim from the soul, which is coming from the soul, that's primarily in the thought, because the thought is the neshama. And that's why it's chal al yedei machshava. By neder and shvuah, we need a special gilui, a special revelation in the pasuk, that we need a maisa also. It's not enough b'machshava, even though there's kedusha being chal here. It's not enough b'machshava. It also has to be a maisa of bitus fasayim, of enunciating with one's lips. So there, with the maisa haguf, b'tzeirif daito shaladam, it's a maisa of das, through which the neder is chal, through the nefesh and the das. So according to this, it would appear, in other words, what does it mean, the nefesh and the das? That through one's active soul, his animal soul, his body, and his das, the neder is chal, the neder takes effect. So according to this, it would appear. The Rechaim HaKadosh, famously, Parshas Bereishis 50:20, writes in what it says, B'divrei Yosef Alechov, don't be afraid. Atem chashavtem alai ro, Elohim chashava l'toiva. You thought negatively, you wanted to harm me, but don't worry about it, God made it all good, as they say today, it's all good. So there, it says, Nerechaim HaKadosh, that this is similar to one who wanted to give his friend poison, and instead he gave him some good old wine. So he's not mischayev. So they're pater of zakai v'dinei shamayim, because they intended to do evil, but it didn't end up happening. That's what Yosef says. Atem chashavtem alai ro, Elohim chashav l'tov. You're pater because you thought evil, but God made it good. So it's all good. That's what the Or Chaim HaKadosh says in this pasuk. And the Kli Chemda and many other svarim are tamei on the Or Chaim HaKadosh. From what we see in the Sugya Nazir, Sugya Nazir tells us that if somebody had kavana for an Aveira, and he ended up not doing the Aveira, he wanted chazir and he ended up getting kosher meat, he needs slichan kapara. And not only that, we see in Menachos 64 that it could be that you even need a carbon in such a case. Ayin Shem. And you might argue, okay, maybe Ben Adam Lachaber was different. Ben Lachaber, you're off the hook if nothing ended up happening to the person. No. But we see this inyan also when it comes to Kibbutz Aveim. In Kiddushin Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Even though it's Ben Adam Lachaveiro. The other Gemara says that Rav Huna ripped silk in front of his son Rabba, and he wanted to test him and see if he's going to get angry. Gemara says, aye, maybe he'll get angry and his father will be over on the Fnei Iver. The Gemara says he was Mechelis Kavod. Don't worry, he's Mechelis Kavod. So Tosfos says, Tosfos is bothered that if he was Mechelis Kavod, but the son didn't know, and the son gets angry, then even though he was mochel, it's a case of lechol b'sar chazir v'ala b'yada b'sar tle. And he needs kapara. It's meze yazor that he was mochel his kavod. His son doesn't know that, and therefore, since his son doesn't know, he's going to be over an avera, because the son intended to do an avera, even though it turns out that he wasn't over an avera. Tosfos says, I already told him beforehand. He told his son beforehand that he's Machal on his covet. Shodiyo kodem lachem. That he's Machal. But had he not told his son beforehand that he's mochel, and then his son had gotten angry, then his son would have been over an aveira if the father was mochel. So we see in Tosis that this applies, this union of that one does an aveira, even if one really didn't do an aveira, but intended to do an aveira, it's considered an aveira. That applies even to Ben Adam Lachavero. None of the Ben Adam Lamakom of eating Chazir. And the Rachaim wrote his Chiddush that your Pater Medine Shemaim, if you intend to do an Aveir, even the Gavir Ritzicha, which is also an Aveir al Shemaim. So, question is, how can the Yerachayim say this? That you're putter if you intend to do an Aver, you're under doing an Aver, it's against the Gemara. So based on what we said, we can explain that the Yisod of the Yisr of Ratz Alechol B'sar Chazir Ve'elav Yasor B'sar Tule is that since it's a Machshava Shehaya B'maisa, since there is a Machshava that had a Maisa, even though vis-a-vis the body there was no Maisa Yisr, but vis-a-vis the soul, that his Das was the Yisr, it's a Maisa Yisr. Since in this Maisa there was a Das of Isser, and therefore you need Slich and Kapara. And so we can say that's all the mitzvahs that are unique to the Jewish people. And the fact that the Bnei Noach are in Chayiv, it must be that from the fact that the Bnei Noach are not Chayiv, it must be she'inam ela neged mitzios hanachona shel nefesh. In other words, that this mitzvah is directed at the higher soul, at the higher level soul, and the Bnei Noach aren't warned. So only when it comes to mitzvahs, and only Jews were warned. So there we say that a mitzvah that if a person did an aveira, and the aveira was done with the soul, with one's machshava, with one's bad intent, so then there's going to be a punishment. Because those are mitzvahs that are directed at the neshama. There the machshava will be to do an aveira makes a pagam. And therefore, this mitzvah, the body was also warned. Because the body goes together with the soul. So therefore, a person's not allowed to sin with their body or their soul, meaning assuming, thinking they're doing an aveira. But mitzvahs that apply even to B'nai Noach, and that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is talking about, those mitzvahs apply primarily to the body. If the body didn't do the aveira, he's off the hook. Therefore, you don't need tzlicha and kapara. So that's a possible. Many terutzim given to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. That's a possible teretz mimuchalik bein mitzvahs that are given to Yisrael and mitzvahs that are given to Bnei Noach. Mitzvahs that are given to Yisrael, there one can't sin b'machshava. Thinking one's going to doing an aveira, even though he's really not, it doesn't matter. He thought he was doing an aveira. Once he thought he was doing an aveira, that's enough to make it into an aveira. Because that's a mitzvah that was given specifically to the Jews. That means that mitzvah is directed at the soul, the higher level of the soul. And memela, if one sinned, even b'machshava, he's culpable. But when we're dealing with mitzvahs that are given to Bnei Noach, that are primarily relate towards the goof, like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is talking about with Yosef and his brothers. So such mitzvahs, we say, that it's, if the person, it's the maisa, didn't do an aver with the goof, like here, that Yosef ended up being exonerated and getting out of jail, and he wasn't killed in the end, so the Achei Yosef were off the hook. So now we see very well why Dafkin Parshas Nedarim, we have this Chiddush of Chiyuv Slicha and Kapara, if a person intended to do an Isser and he ended up doing it after. Because the Yisod Inyan Nedarim is because the soul that comes from above is a unique mitzvah by the Jewish people, and because of this koach of the soul, they can make a neder, and the iser that comes as a result of it. Because you're now allowed to take something that your soul made holy and make it chulin. So we see from this that there's a mitzias of maisa hanefesh al yedei maisa ha'adam kol shemitztaref eleha dato v'ritzono shel ha'adam, that there's a mitzias of the act of the soul through the maisa of the person when the das and ratzon of a person joins the maisa. Because what's happening when you make a neder, your body's involved, it's a bitus fasayim, but it's expressing your das. It's expressing something more spiritual about you. And you have that koach, you as a Jew have that koach. So if that's true, that you have that koach, so we see the same yisod, that if you intended to do Isser, and you ended up doing het there, you need a kapara. Because the guf didn't do a maisa Isser, but the nefesh did. So had you actually done the maisa, so then it would have been even worse. But even though you did it only by machshava, you thought you were doing an avera, that's also an avera. And that's derived from Nedarim. Because what's the yisod of Nedarim? The yisod is that you can make this cheftz of Kedusha with your das. With your das together with your bitui svasayim. And there's a special ashara not to make that into chulin. So you see that the Jew has a special koach of the neshama. Special koach hadas. And if that's true, then you can't desecrate that and even intend to do an aveira. So if there's a mitzvah that applies to Jews, where you see that this mitzvah then relates to the soul more, so if you even had a machshava that you're doing this, doing an aveira, even though you didn't do it with your goof, it doesn't matter. When you're dealing with the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, so that's directed at the goof. So the mela, if you only did it in your mind, but in your body you didn't do the aveira, so you're off the hook. But mitzvahs that are directed at Jewish people, it's directed at the higher soul. So the mela, when you even intend to do an aveira, even though you didn't do it with your body, but you intended to do it, so you were pogam your neshama. That requires a kapara, and that's derived from the darim. From the darim, you see this yisod that mikor hadas, you can create kiddush on this object. So you see the power of a person's das mimela. From here, you can derive this the principle that whenever you sin with your das, you need a kapara. So obviously, this is a big parsha, and we have tons more to say. So please stay tuned, and we are going to see continuing Nifla'ot Rabot Gedolot V'Atzumot Mitorat Hashem, and it's going to be super awesome. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.